That was a little band called Dinosaurs something. Yeah, they're pretty good. So being a high-flying radio DJ, disc jockey, as the slang goes, I get a lot of calls or texts from fans, and most of those fans have really good taste in music, and they usually ask me to play something. And I know that I couldn't get to all your requests this one show. I'm really sorry, but I'm just going in alphabetical order. And if this YouTube page would load, I would show you what I mean. But it's taking a really long time because the internet's really bad in the yurt. Which doesn't really make sense because it's circular. So you would think circles would be better for, like, conducting things like internet. Well, it's not really loading. So maybe I'll just play another song. And that song would sound something like this if I was to play it.
We'll be right back.
Advertisements. Thanks to Zuja's brilliant idea that I should pick a different video. So yeah, here's that request that I was just talking about. And you know those radio shows that you really hate? That, like, when they do those prank phone calls and, like, it's just really boring and you don't want to hear these DJs that think they're really funny make fun of people that they don't know? We're going to try that. Maybe. So here's this song that was requested.
I want a girl with a mind like a diamond. I want a girl who knows what's best. I want a girl with shoes that cut and eyes that burn like cigarettes. I want a girl with the right allocations, who's fast and thorough and sharp as a tack. She's playing with her jewelry, she's putting up her hair, she's touring the facility and picking up slack. I want a girl with a short skirt and a long jacket. Gets up early.
Get up early.
I want a girl who stays up late. I want a girl with uninterrupted prosperity who uses a machete to cut through red tape with fingernails that shine like justice and a voice that is dark like tinted glass. She is fast, thorough, and sharp as a tack. She is touring the facility and picking up slack. I want a girl with a short skirt and a long, long jacket. I want a girl with good dividends. At Citibank, we will meet accidentally. We'll start to talk when she borrows my pen. She wants a car with a cup holder armrest. She wants a car that will get her there. She's changing her name from Kitty to Karen. She's trading her MG for a white Chrysler LeBaron. I want a girl with a short skirt and a long
Where are you going to pick a song from, Zuja? On off my iTunes or off the interwebs? Well, if you're going to do that, it's going to take way too long, and that means I'm going to have to talk for way too long. And no, it's too late. You faltered, so I'm going to play this song. So, Zuja has a song she wants to play. Right, Zuja?
Yeah.
What was that?
Yep.
Yep. Okay, so this is Dirty Projectors. And this is their song, Depression.
Depression. things are gonna get better. All I need is a little shadow.
So we have a guest speaker. Tell us your name. Gladys, we can't hear you. Here, let's try this, see if this will work. Gladys, can you say your name again? We still can't hear you. The phone thing is not working, and what I tried to do... It's not. You don't have to speak any louder. We can hear you just fine, but not on the radio. Yeah, that. Let's see. Is there any speakerphone? How the blazes does this work? No, I don't have the instruction manual. That's it. Yeah, I know. It's for the birds, huh? So all those people in Radioland can't really hear you, so maybe we'll play some music while we try to figure out how to get the phone to work. Yeah, they definitely want to hear your voice. Oh, damn, I wish they could hear you, but they can't. I know. Here we go. Here's a song.
The sound.
back on the air. We're still trying to get our guest voice to work, but I don't think it's gonna happen. So she's probably gonna call in next time. Which would.
Hello, can they hear me?
Yeah, I think they can.
Oh, really?
Yeah.
Oh, this is so spectacular.
Can you speak really, really loud?
Not really. I'm kind of indoors.
You're kind of what?
Indoors.
Yeah. Oh, okay. Do you want to go outdoors so maybe you can speak a little louder?
Yeah.
What's your name again so everybody can hear it?
My name is Gladys Jorgenstein.
And what's your husband's name, that fine strapping lad?
My husband's name is Harold Jorgenstein.
You were telling us about Harold. He has some problems that...
Yes, he can't sit down for various periods of time because he has terrible hemorrhoids.
That sounds like an awful thing. It's rare, really.
In our travels, he fell off the Great Wall into Mongolia and got Mongolian hemorrhoids. I mean, I could take a picture of this for you, and it looks like his hemorrhoid looks like Genghis Khan.
Wow, that sounds like it must really hurt.
Oh, it's excruciating for him.
So you're a fan of the show?
Yes.
Oh, thank you. I love to get compliments.
So it's Suicide Genghis Khan hemorrhoids.
Oh, really? You said you had a request. What was that?
I was wondering if you could play the song by Vampire Weekend, the one about the cousins with the cousins, and
how
everybody's having a good time, and it's all hemorrhoid-free.
Yeah, we'll see if we can play that. I don't know. The internet's kind of spotty over here, as is the phone system, as you know. I know this is a radio show and everything, but maybe you should tone back the language a little bit. Stupid's a little harsh.
Oh, can I say things like fuck?
Yeah, that's fine. You can say that all you want.
That's a terrible word. If Harold heard me say that, I don't know what he would do.
What you can do, his mobility
is limited based on the fact he can't really walk very well.
Oh, that's a shame. Is it because of his hemorrhoid that looks like Genghis Khan? What was that?
Nothing.
Alright, we're gonna get back to the music and we'll play your request later on, alright?
Later on? Why not now?
Because I only have two hands and I have to hold the microphone to the phone for this to work, so I can't really do it.
Oh, okay, I understand.
Thank you, you're so kind.
Oh, thank you, Mr. Fritz.
Alright, so we will play your song later in the show. This is a song from somebody else that somebody else requested, and they're prettier than you are too. If I wait, what do you have?
I had double D breasts in the 30s.
Oh, okay, you have double D breasts, but only in the. Wait, what are they?
They're W breasts because they sag so much. Get it?
Yeah, that sounds really gross. Maybe we'll keep you on for a little while longer, but now we're gonna play this song. All right, bye. We'll be right back. it's time for us to have some live entertainment. If that last song was kind of confusing, if like there was two songs playing at the same time, I'm sorry. I am not very good with the technological things. So what we're going to do right now is I'm going to try to turn all the mics on so you can hear this. She's not really pretty, but she plays pretty music. Ow. So you can hear it super well. Let's see how this goes. Yeah, try to play something.
Can we used to play anything?
Yeah, just start playing like notes. Just like... Does that sound good to all you out in Radio Land?
Yeah.
I was asking the people in Radio Land. That's her real voice, everybody. Here she is, the wonderful, magnificent Zazu. Good. Who was the composer?
J.S. Bach.
That was J.S. Bach, for all those you wanted to know. Mm-hmm. And You said you're going to come on for the next couple of shows?
Yeah, I'm going to play more from his second suite.
Well, that would be superb, especially since my co-host left me hanging. So we're going to have some more live music right now. You may remember this cool cat from one of our previous radio shows. If he wants to play. You gonna play something?
Yeah, sure.
This is, yeah, go.
Go? Which chair?
I
both of these guys.
Cool. Hi. This is really impromptu. But, so, I don't know if they said, but I'm Dan. And, this song is by Calvin Johnson.
I don't wanna have to ask for a Valentine. That's not love. That's not how it's done. But please, won't you give me one? We were just like lovers, or so I thought. Now rumor has you deep in his arms. I'm still desperately in love with you. Give me a sign. You still need my love and long to be mine. But I don't wanna have to ask for a Valentine. That's not how it's done. But please, won't you give me one?
Okay. Next song is by this song is next by me. For a quick sec.
Oh,
So what do you guys think of that? You should yell really, really loud so we can all hear you. What you have to say about that. Keep yelling. I still can't hear you. Keep yelling. Keep yelling. So this is the song that, the lady with the husband with the hemorrhoids asked for. I completely forgot your name. I'm so sorry, miss. You should call in another time, and we'll talk about it. Yeah, that's it for me. Maybe there'll be more other people filling up this empty hole that my co-host left next time. Thanks a lot.